It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
A few years ago, I grew tired of playing freeze-out with Mother Nature because I always seemed to come up the loser in my fruit orchard. So I came up with a grand plan that required thinking small in terms of the resulting product. And I began to think blackberries, strawberries, and raspberries, interspersed with thoughts of currants and gooseberries and wild plums. As the old fruit trees died out, I'd replace their efforts at table with bounty from the berry patch, the bramble, and the thicket. I think one reason I embarked on this blackberry adventure has to do with my need to bring back part of my gardening past. As a kid, I would summer at my grandparents' farm in southern Oklahoma. For upwards of a month each year, I would live in another part of the world, a place of evening rain showers and humidity that gave birth to tangled greenery and ticks, a place where saltwater creeks and the rotten egg smell of sulfur came from the territory of drilling rigs and oil wells. It was a place of pecan trees, stinging nettles, and blackberries. My grandmother and I would don our straw hats and long-sleeve shirts, then trek along the cow path through the pasture to the wild briar patch. Ever watchful for snakes sunning themselves on the trailing vines, we'd fill our pails and our bellies. We returned, stained with sweat and juice, to the pump outside the kitchen door, where we'd strip down and wash away the chiggers. Then we'd survey the mounded fruits of our day's labor and see the cobblers of tomorrow. On a clear night, when there was no storm cloud over Tornado Alley, we'd sleep under the stars, and the next morning would be met with a bowl of blackberries topped with sugar and milk. The memory of those blackberry days left me longing for that sweet tart taste. I knew that Thomas Wolfe was right, that I couldn't go home again. But I believed that when my new berry bramble was growing and producing, I'd be able to visit there for a while. And so I set about planting two rows of thornless blackberry plants and a half dozen raspberry bushes. I dug several buckets of American and Sandhill plum starts from a friend's overgrown patch and transplanted them in an area where they'd have room to grow for years. And in a fruit-filled frenzy, I also enlarged the strawberry bed. I then stood back and surveyed the beginnings of a briar patch to make Brer Rabbit proud. Next week, I'll give you an update on this berry bramble ramble.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.